Good morning and welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we're going into a community connection overtime because today we have some special guests in here from Stormwalker Ranch, and we're having ourselves some fun. It's been since, I guess Halloween, since last time we had you all in here. How you doing, young lady?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us back. Good morning.
Well, we got Kelly and we got Jimmy here with us today, and we've got just a whole lot going on, I guess. I think I remember inviting you back, and I thought, well, it might be, Halloween again, but I'm glad it's springtime and we've got some things to talk about here.
Yes, we do.
What's the first big news?
Hey, we have our open for business giveaway. What's that? Hey, this is brand new. You know, Stormwalker Ranch really wanted to have an opportunity with today being kind of the first day getting into Governor Stitt's O-U-R-S, safely, and I'm just messing that little part up. I'm so sorry, but
I think
O-U-R-S,
we know what everybody knows what it is. It means we're pretty much open, but with safety guidelines.
Yes, responsibly and safely. That was it. My mind just went to relationally because that's what we're doing right now is relating to everybody. So sorry about that little skip in my brain.
Oh, goodness sake.
Yeah, so we're doing this. This giveaway is to help the community kind of have a fun time in the midst of all of our changes to come back in this month as we go from our phase one to phase two and into phase three. And I've got I've got a little bit of description here as we kick off this process and this giveaway. And there's so many details. I may check my little piece of paper here. Do you
That's
want me
okay.
to give a description now?
Let's go ahead and do that right now. Let's see what
cool.
you got.
All right.
Show us your hand.
All right. Here's my hand. So, as I said, the goal of the giveaway is to have some fun. While we're trying to, you know, our goal is that flattening out of the COVID, you know, curve. So here's what I'd like for everyone to do. Grab your phones and simply enter SWR as a text to 50700. Now,
SWR to 50700.
There you
go.
Here's what we're doing. We're offering 4 weeks of giveaways, followed with a one grand prize giveaway on June 4th.
Wow.
So you enter one of the weekly drawings to be entered into the grand prize drawing. Each week, we're giving something away that runs from Monday, so right now, this very moment, 9:30 to Friday at noon.
Cool.
All right? So, this week's giveaway, 1 year of hair treatments at the Edge Salon.
All right.
Estimated value, $1,300.
Well,
yes. And we want to thank Mark Walker, who is the owner of the Edge Salon. And this is his contribution. We want to thank him for participating with us in this and for all the time that he has put in to the ranch. He is a volunteer that has come out for this last year, and we are so appreciative of him, and he has contributed so much to our program. And this is just an additional part of what he's giving to us to help us promote the first week of this giveaway.
Well, you know, Kelly and Jimmy, you know how many people just itching for a haircut right about now?
Oh, big time. Yeah.
I'm looking to go from Conway Twitty to Glen Campbell real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Some of them are looking to get haircuts fixed.
You mean the back door variety where you just take out the old
the bowl.
Shears? Yeah.
Oh. I saw somebody with a bowl in their head.
Good
that
Lord.
That was hysterical.
Oh, my.
So folks can start entering right now, this very minute, and the gift card can be used for the whole family, or the winner can save it all for themselves. So that's the first week. So are you doing it? You're getting on there? You're going to do your SWR? All right, Tom's on it. Super.
Done.
All right, week two. How would you like to relax and enjoy some time by yourself? Relax from all the things that have been transpiring in the last month and a half to 2 months. How about a month of massages?
Jiminy Christmas. I think I know of nobody who doesn't need that.
Yes.
So everybody probably needs a little bit of the magic touch.
There you go. Yes. Magic touch week 2 giveaway. So next Monday, the next giveaway will be a month of massages. There's 4 massage treatments provided by Bodyscape Therapeutic Massage and 4 massage treatments provided by Simple Serenity Therapeutic Massage.
Wow.
Estimated value $260 per package.
That's wonderful. You know, a lot of folks been a lot very tense about this. Some about the COVID itself, others about having to stay in the same darn house and that freak, you know, that familiarity breeding a little contempt, you know.
Yes. So. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just give me the massage, please.
So again, remember, it's Monday morning through Friday noon that week. Yeah. And then the third week, our giveaway is a dinner out package. We have 3 different restaurants in town that are contributing here and participating with us. So how about a dinner out to Sterling's?
Oh, well, now you're talking right down the street.
How about some time at Crossing Second, our new restaurant here in town on Second? Mm-hmm. And then Painted Horse as well. And this is $120 per package.
Wonderful.
So that's a nice way to get back into the community. And we're so glad to be able to support those particular places of business. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing, is that this is really our desire to support what, you know, this is a great town. I love this town. I moved here 12 years ago, and I am so appreciative of the hometown flavor, but at the same time, people are responsible here, and they want to give people good quality, an excellent service, and I'm glad that we're able to have this so people can go back in and enjoy having a time of relaxation and enjoy some great food.
You know, and the smiles are free.
Yes.
You know, it is great. And what you said about the community is absolutely true. I've lived in some large cities, and I've lived in some small towns, and this has the best of both worlds, and it comes complete with a very friendly howdy every time you walk in the
door. Yeah, and this has been your first year here, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just unbelievable. Yeah. Folks come up to you, and they say, "Hi, how you doing?" And they mean it.
And they mean it.
Yeah. They mean it. Yes.
It's not a prelude to a mugging.
All right, let's go to week 4.
Okay, week 4.
How about getting back into some activity and a little bit of exercise?
Every
and
time.
How does a year's annual family membership at the YMCA sound?
Wonderful.
Yes.
Get the blood going.
Oh, yeah. Value here is over $600. So we appreciate the YMCA. They contribute to a lot to the well-being of our community, and we're so grateful for that. Then finally, okay, here we go. June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Don't forget.
Something tells me this is going to be huge. This is going to be ginormous.
It is beyond ginormous.
Okay.
How would you like to get away for a vacation of a lifetime? $3,000 Delta Airlines gift card. $3,000 Delta Airlines gift card. And a 7-night villa for two, selected through Marriott Vacation Club, Blue Green Vacations, RCI, or Interval International. Any of those 4, those are going to be the components that we use for you to select. So you get to choose where you're going. Estimated value is $6,000.
Ladies, can I say major spoilage there? you want to talk about somebody really feeling pampered?
Well, that's our desire.
Wow.
That is our desire. And this is Stormwalker's way of giving back to the community. And what we want to do, like we said, is to have fun as we start to flatten out this COVID curve.
All right. So, and it starts out with that texting business there. That's how they do this, right?
Text what?
SWR to 50700.
Excellent. That's it.
You know, I was pretty good with just the haircuts. And then all of a sudden this other stuff comes along. Wow, like the massages and then the dinner out package and then, you know, fly me to someplace comfortable and cozy and great.
There you go. Don't forget about getting shape at the Y.
Oh, yeah, and getting shape at the Y. You want to do that before
you want to do that before the trip.
Yeah, you do. And I can no longer go with round is a shape. Because it doesn't work anymore at my age. Hey, that was cute when you're 40, Dad. You're 60 yeah. now. So, wow. This is amazing. This is a great welcome back.
Yes, it is.
At Stormwalker Ranch.
Open for business giveaway. There you go.
Open for business giveaway.
And you'll see it. You'll be reminded in the Sunrise Report that K1 puts out each day. So there's a little reminder there. Mm-hmm. And we also, really important, on our website, this is at stormwalker.com. And you can go to stormwalker.com. And then the words will be open for business giveaway. And you should be able to get all the more details than what I'm giving to you right now.
Oh, great.
So, otherwise, I'm reading all these, you know, very specific things. But
and if you get lost, folks, we're going to put this up on our website, too, a little news story. And then we'll have links aplenty and tell you how to do that texting thing, let your thumb
Absolutely.
Do the walking. And then we will get you all set up. We also have other things going on at the ranch, too.
Yes, we do. We wanted to take an opportunity while we're here to also share with people what we do. We, you know, I think a lot of folks know that Harvest Fest is something that we engage in once a year, and it's a big undertaking, and it's just been a blast. We had over 2,000 people last year at our place on Halloween night, or October 31st.
It was fun.
It was a blast, and it continues to be so. I'm really looking forward to this year because it's on a Saturday.
Oh, great.
So I'm looking forward to all the things that we're already in planning for. So, but we wanted to profile a couple of things about the ranch, and today Jimmy Blake is with me, and she's one of my colleagues, and I love her, and she has been a fantastic addition to our staff and what she does, and I'm going to, you know, let you ask your questions of her so that we can kind of dive into what Generation Ride, our horsemanship riding lesson program is. Okay.
Let's go. Let's start off, first of all, with the top. Just kind of give us an overview about the riding program.
Okay. I would love to do that. I've got some notes here, so I don't get off task or go on a rabbit trail here.
You're good. You're good. It's all good.
So our Generation Ride is for students from 5 to 95.
Okay.
To come out to the ranch. Beginners all the way through advanced can come to Stormwalker Ranch, and each rider is connected with a skilled trainer, instructor, who will sit down and talk to them, evaluate where are you at right now?
Mm-hmm.
What are your goals? What do you want to do with your riding? And that's how we connect them with a riding instructor.
Wow.
To start their journey. And so our instructors, we teach Western, we teach English. So there's all forms of Western, pleasure riding.
Mm-hmm.
What if you just want to learn more about trail riding?
Yeah, there
what
you go.
What if you want to learn about something in your field you're interested in showing? We can teach in all of those disciplines.
There are a lot of kids who do that.
And there are a lot of adults. We have a lot of adults that come too. That that want to better themselves in the show ring.
Mm-hmm.
We teach balanced riding, how to ride. We teach the biomechanics of riding. How do you sit in a balanced seat and ride and communicate with your horse?
There are a lot of people who think that you just hop on and go. That's not it at all.
It's not it at all.
No,
right.
Because I remember the first time I ever got on a horse, I felt like we were fighting each other, you know, a little bit, because I was going one way, the horse was going the other, and had I had a simple instruction like that, it would have made that just a whole lot nicer for the horse for me too.
Yes, it's always funny to see the students go, this horse is just not cooperating, just not doing anything I ask. It's like,
well, they don't speak English.
The horse is doing everything you're asking it to do. And so then we begin to process that and break that down and say, oh, look what you're communicating here. A lot of times we don't realize what we're communicating. And so this is a great benefit of our writing program.
Put them on the same language.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. And so our students, young and old, begin to get these realizations of even communication skills. Oh, I didn't realize I was asking my horse to do that with the way I was doing this. And that begins to spill over into their lives, into their schools, into their families, into their work environments.
Kind of develops empathy and also, you know, just a lot of cues. that yes. aren't necessarily verbal for our communication.
Exactly. You know, because we are always speaking to one another, but the nonverbal communication speaks the loudest.
Oh, yeah. Speaking as a guy, I've had to learn that.
A lot. So we use natural horsemanship techniques, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we teach from a soft feel. Mm-hmm. We partner with our horses. Mm-hmm. Instead of using fear-based mechanics to try to get the horse to do what we want them mm-hmm. to do, we learn how to partner, build that trust, that relationship.
Is it true that throughout the course of your relationship with your horse, it almost becomes, you're almost one, because
yes,
there's almost, it. Some would say, well, it's like telepathy, but it's not. It's just communication.
It is. It's building a relationship mm-hmm. and a partnership.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
So like I said, we do Western and we do most forms of English riding. Mm-hmm. We can teach the flat work and the basics needed for jumping, although we don't do jumping lessons at the mm-hmm. ranch. But we have a lot of folks that come out that want to ride English, and so they're very excited when they find out that we do offer that at Stormwalker.
Wow. This is incredible. So you've got a full variety out there. And, yes. of course, you start off with the basics, and you build on that. That's really wonderful.
We teach everything. So as our students grow and progress, they learn everything. They learn how to go out in the field to catch the horse. Obviously, we're not going to send a five-year-old out into the field to catch a horse.
No.
But, you know.
They'll want to.
They will
want
to. And they'll get the herd moving quickly. Especially those with a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
But we teach everything. We mm-hmm. teach all about how to saddle. We teach the characteristics of the horse, body parts, the bridles, everything you want to know. Mm-hmm. But that's where it's so important to sit down with that student and really get to know, what are your goals here? So, for instance, I have to tell you this story about one of our youngest riders that comes to the barn. And I'm not going to mention any names, but this is what I love. This kid is I think she's a first grader, kindergarten or first grade. So she comes, and she has a three-year plan.
Three?
This kid,
you know, something.
Has
in kindergarten, I had a three-meal plan. I didn't have a three-year plan.
She's what I call an anomaly, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Great parenting, bringing her to the barn, and her first-year plan is to build a fence around a pasture.
The Ambitious.
Second, yes. The second-year plan is to build a barn.
Okay.
And the third year plan is to have a horse. So now she's going to have 3 years of coming to Stormwalker and learning all about horses.
Wow.
Now, just think about the great things that are being instilled in that child from an early age.
Oh, yes. Boy, she's just absorbing all of
yes.
that in.
And when she comes to the barn, she wants to know everything. And she's going to take those little arms and lift that saddle as high as she can. And with the help of a caring instructor who wants to boost confidence in a child, mm-hmm. they're going to let her do every part of it she can by herself.
That's great. That does build confidence.
Yes.
This is an amazing child. And, of course, she's at an amazing place, which would be Stormwalker Ranch.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So. That's one of the wonderful things. I have to tell you another story. I think about one of our adult students.
Uh-huh.
She works as a school counselor here in Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
She loves to ride English. So when she found out that we teach English, she was very excited. And so when she comes to the ranch to learn English techniques, she said that this is kind of part of her therapy. And this is what helps her be able to go back in and do her utmost best at
wow.
her job in the community to give back to the students that she serves.
That's amazing. You know, we take our four-legged friends for granted sometimes. We don't
yes.
realize just what a gift they are most mm-hmm. times, and we should. And mm-hmm. sounds like this young woman does. Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Or we have students, like you were talking about riding years mm-hmm. ago, you know. We have students that have had bad experience on horses that mm-hmm. come to us. And Stormwalker is great about helping them build their confidence, learn how to develop a partnership and communicate with a horse, and rebuild their confidence so that they can get on the back of a horse and really learn how to ride, begin to heal from that trauma.
You know, as a kid, I saw what we would call back in the day trick riders. And after getting off of my first horse, I think it was like 7 or 8 years old, and I said, you know something, that's got to be a trick. Because, you know, he's trying real hard not to stay on that saddle. And but still, you know, the thing is that when it comes to getting used to the animal and then becoming kind of paired with that animal, and then, you know, you've got a whole lifetime ahead of you to be able to go out and enjoy that ride, you know, whenever you'd like. And that's something that is really not age prohibitive, like you said, from what, 5 to 95 or
five
something?
5 to 95, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, if this is something that's on your list, and I don't care how young you are or how old you are, you better think about it, because it's right here in your own backyard, and it's available to you. So, you know, kind of get off that, well, someday, well, let's make someday tomorrow. Let's make someday today.
We have some days, folks that are in our barn every day.
Okay.
They're called our reliables.
Your reliables?
Uh-huh. And they are the volunteers that assist with our riding instructors. And by the way, just as a note, all of our riding instructors are certified as professional instructors. So that's another highlight for me. I really appreciate that, knowing that if I were a customer coming in, that it's just not somebody who randomly learned how to ride, but they go through a lot of work. And I do mean a lot of work, you know, a 5-day certification program in order for them to know how to be able to give to these students as they're coming in. But back to the reliables, we've got some folks that are in their 70s, 60s and 70s that come out, and they are the volunteers to help get these, even the little kids and the middle-aged people and the older folks, you know, to engage with those, with our animals.
Well, they're sharing their joy is what they're doing.
They are, and sometimes it's that childhood dream reenacted as an adult, and we're given that opportunity, and we're open to having folks come and share with us, you know, if they have a desire to do something like that, to give their time.
Mm-hmm.
We are, you know, happy to engage and talk with them about what it is they would like to set us, maybe some goals for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you, some of these folks that are out there giving of their time and volunteering, it really enhances our program, and we are grateful, so appreciative of them.
That is really something else. So
as you're talking about that, Kelly, we have a whole group of students that have came up through our writing program.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
That now volunteer their time or actually work some hours in the barn, and they are the ones that are going out and bringing horses up. They're learning all the aspects of horse care, even some veterinary skills, you know, just basic horse care, first aid care. But these young people are learning things that are going to take them well into their careers and into their young adult lives, you know, teaching them how to give back to the community. So they're giving back to some of these kids where they started from, you know.
Well, it's teaching them responsibility as well.
Yes,
because they've got schedules, and they have particular job requirements and duties, and they have a protocol that we have set out. There are rules, barn rules, that are set up for everyone to follow.
Yes.
And it's on them to help model that for others that are coming in to the barn. So they've not only learned it as a student, you know, rider, but now they're giving back by exemplifying that in the barn for others to see and to engage in following.
Now that we've got everybody wanting to ride, how do they go about and get the lessons? How do they contact you and get going?
Well, you can either go through our website, stormwalker.com, or you can call our office, and which is on the website, and you can reach out to our office administrator. Her name is Naomi Walls, and she will look at the schedule to see how we can fit that person in.
Great.
We are open during the week, and there is some consideration about the weekend. We're not quite, you know, scheduling on the weekends yet, but during the week and into our weeknights, we have a lot of availability. So that would be our recommendation, is to do that. You'll come out, there'll be an evaluation, you'll get to see our facility, you'll be able to be evaluated as to what we think your skill levels might be with the horse, and so the instructor knows where to start.
All right, so we get Jimmy up and going here with the paperwork, and you can just take him out there and say, well, how
yeah,
are you
Naomi's
doing?
Fantastic. They get a full barn tour, they get to come see all the horses, and They're usually so excited, they're ready to get on a horse right then, you know. So, but we have to get the paperwork
gotta get
done,
that done
and
yeah.
get a plan going.
Okay, I want to revisit this because we got about 3 minutes left in the program. We do have the big giveaway here. It is the Stormwalker Ranch Open for Business giveaway. How do folks get in on that again, young lady?
Text SWR to 50700.
And some of the prizes we're giving away. I know about the haircuts.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
We've got our first week. It's this week. Uh-huh. So anything that you would text in for this week is eligible for the 1 year of hair treatments with the Edge Salon. Mm-hmm. By the way, for you to enter for the grand prize drawing on June 3rd, all you need to do is to enter in 1 week's worth of these prize giveaways. However, just know, I'm being very clear, that this week's hair treatments will, you if you text this week, it will not be
transferred
for next week.
Okay.
Next week is a month of massages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't we want all that? I tell you, I do.
Work the kinks out, man.
Yeah, there you go. Week 3 is our dinner out package.
Uh-huh.
Week 4 is our annual family membership at the YMCA. Mm-hmm. And again, just to repeat, the grand prize of $3,000 Delta Airline gift card with a 7-night villa for two selected through a number of different vacation entities. And that is estimated value is $6,000.
Ooh-wee, that is nice. That is so nice. And, folks, I want you to go to the Stormwalker Ranch website, too. And the reason why is, man, that'll take you by the eyes and you'll go traveling. I have not seen a website that active and popping
in a
long time.
Thank you for saying that. It is a phenomenal piece of art.
It is. I would call it art.
And it's a phenomenal piece of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be able to read, and we are now doing vlogs on... We are doing vlogs on all sorts of things. How to care for the horse.
How to care for the horse.
Let's see, cleaning your saddles, tack. Your tack.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the riding arena with some of our instructors as they're engaging in some of the activities and or a teaching session. I had one with my partner up section. I'm the director of development, so I have appeals that I get to make, and there's one from last month because we're at the point where we're almost ready for camp, and that's going to be with our On the Rock Ministry kids.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And so I've got a vlog that you can take a look at there because that'll give you more information on that as well.
Now, vlog is a video
blog. You got it.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the video is very high quality. Like I said, it is an eye popper. It'll grab you and... you will be taking a tour. You'll want to just stay on that thing for a good long time, and really that's the art of it all.
You can learn all about us if you go to that website because we've been on for over a year, and everything is still there. So all the information, you can find out all sorts of things. And I want to thank Matthew Kilburn for that.
All righty. I want to thank Kelly and Jimmy for being our guests today. And take care, and we'll be seeing you and texting you.
Dignity, compassion, excellence.